Thank you. Therefore, without being agitated any more, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of Neshas with the help of my friend Clear Consciousness. Simply by keeping the lotus feet of Vishnu in my mind, I shall be saved from entering the wombs of many mothers for repeated birth. Therefore, the miseries of material existence begin from the very day when the spirit soul takes shelter in the ovum's sperm of mother and father, and they continue after he is born from the womb, and then they are further prolonged. We do not know where the suffering ends. It does not end, however, by one's changing his body. The change of body is taking place every moment, but that does not mean that we are improving from the fetal condition of life to a more comfortable condition. The best thing is, therefore, to develop Krishna consciousness. Here it is stated, Upasadita Vishnupada. This means realization of Krishna consciousness. One who is intelligent by the grace of the Lord and develops Krishna consciousness is successful in his life, because simply by keeping himself in Krishna consciousness, he will be saved from the repetition of birth and death. The child prays that it is better to remain within the womb of darkness than be constantly absorbed in Krishna consciousness than to get out and fall again a victim to the illusory energy. The illusory energy acts within the abdomen as well as outside the abdomen, but the trick is that one should remain Krishna conscious, and the effect of such a horrible condition cannot act unfavorably upon him. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one's intelligence is his friend, and the same intelligence can also be his enemy. Here also the same idea is repeated. Surat Atmanayava, friendly intelligence. Absorption of intelligence in the personal service of Krishna, full consciousness of Krishna, always mar the path of self-realization and liberation. Without being unnecessarily agitated, if we take to the process of Krishna consciousness by constantly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, the cycle of birth and death can be stopped for good. It may be questioned here in how the child can be fully Krishna conscious within the womb of the mother without any paraphernalia with which to execute Krishna consciousness. It is not necessary to arrange for paraphernalia to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The child wants to remain within the abdomen of his mother and at the same time wants to become free from the clutches of Maya. One does not need any material arrangement to cultivate Krishna consciousness. One can cultivate Krishna consciousness anywhere and everywhere, provided he can always think of Krishna. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, can be chanted even within the abdomen of one's mother. One can chant while sleeping, while working, while imprisoned in the womb, or while outside. This Krishna consciousness cannot be checked by any circumstance. The conclusion of the child's prayer is, let me remain in this condition, although it is very miserable. It's better not to fall a victim to Maya again by going outside. Translation, therefore, my Lord, although I am living in a terrible condition, I do not wish to depart from my mother's abdomen, fall again into the blind well of material stupidity. Your external energy called Deva Maya once captures the newly born child and immediately false identification, which is the beginning of the cycle of continual birth and death again. Therefore, without being agitated anymore, I shall deliver myself from the darkness of nations with the help of my friend, Clear Consciousness. Simply by keeping the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu in my mind, I shall be saved from entering the wombs of many mothers for a future birth. Now, so this is the end of the prayer of the child in the womb. Here the child makes a resolution to get liberation while in the womb, which in most cases is not possible. Because the karma of the individual is there, and the karma will force the child to take his birth under normal circumstances. And the whole purpose of taking a birth is to deal with the results of previous activities. So the birth is necessary to test the individual. However, if the child in the womb were to have strong enough consciousness, not actually the key, if he were real Krishna conscious, then he could destroy all karmas and not have to come out. He can get liberation in the womb. But we see that does not take place in most cases. Most children are born. So, therefore, a child who actually has a resolve not to get born when he's in the womb and to simply think of the Lord, to actually do that strongly is very, very rare. So a child may have some thoughts like this in the womb, but these are not strong enough to save him from the condition of taking birth. So after this we will see that in spite of this prayer, the child by his karma is forced to take birth again. And he comes out of the womb and then he begins to grow, etc. So the resolution in the womb is not strong enough for him to burn up all of his karmas and give him deliverance. In the case of Sukadeva Goswami, he had strong enough will that for 16 years he did not come out. And then the Lord himself, for his own purposes, arranged for him to come out by promising that he would not fall into Maya, at which point Sukadeva came out. And then, of course, Bhagavatam was given to him by Vyasadeva. So that was the Lord's arrangement. So he's an example of someone who was already detached from the material world. In that case, the Lord made an arrangement by which he would come out for purposes of the Lord's pastimes. But that we see is quite rare that someone would do that. The other condition, of course, would be that in the womb, the child would get liberation, give up his body, and go to the spiritual world, or go to get liberation as a gani or whatever, while he's in the womb. And therefore, he would not be born at all. And there would be a miscarriage. So that would be another type of condition. However, we see that even the persons who are born and have achieved the highest level of spiritual realization, even they do not give up their body immediately. And the Lord usually keeps those devotees within the material world for some period of time. So the Lord cannot give special compensation or privilege to the person in the womb. Because even the devotees who have developed full Krishna consciousness and full prema in this material body, even they must keep this material body in their existence here for some time. So in most cases, the pattern of karma still acts, and the Lord keeps the jiva on the pattern of karma in spite of the fact that they may already be liberated. So therefore, even the pure devotees take birth and they develop, etc., and they go throughout life. And that we see in the case of devotees like Parikshit or others. They get born and whatnot, and they go through different activities in life. So in most cases, the Lord keeps the devotees in the material body for some time, and that has a function of helping the conditioned souls. Otherwise, if all the pure devotees disappeared immediately on realization, there will be no devotees of realization ever to appear on earth. It would all disappear immediately when they got their realization of Krishna. So the Lord keeps the devotees in this material world in order to spread mercy. So this is the means by which bhakti is spread in the world, by these devotees. So here the prayer to not come out and to develop full consciousness is not strong enough that the person can actually do that. And therefore, this jiva, his body, he comes out of the womb and then he continues his life. So he's not even in the case of someone like Sukadeva Goswami, who when he came out was completely detached from his body also. Not in that condition. It's in another condition of forgetfulness. So therefore his resolve is very, very weak compared to the great devotees of the Lord. So in this way, the ordinary jivas in the world can go from body to body continually. Every time they're born, they simply forget everything and even forget their hellish punishments. And again, they go through the activities of this lifetime, bewilderment. So because of this bewilderment, the Lord has to make arrangements for the jivas. And he does that in the form of mercy of devotees. By the mercy of the devotees, the jivas get knowledge, scripture, and then they begin practicing bhakti. And so that is the only solution. Otherwise, whatever intentions are there, they get lost when the child is born, such as the influence of the material world, that immediately coming out of the womb, one is becomes completely bewildered by the material body and all the conditions in the material world. The likelihood is that one will forget everything, and therefore it is very difficult to advance on one's own. One needs the help of others. So the help is given in the form of Supreme Lord and his devotees. So this is the only solution for the jiva stuck in the material world. So the story is told, this description of the jiva and his birth, etc., is told to show the helpless condition of the jivas in the material world. On their own, they cannot do anything. Even if they have good intentions, still, they cannot do anything. The conditions of life are such that they have karma to deal with, and then they have material world, a body, senses, attachment to the body. They become completely bewildered. So on their own, they are hopeless. And of course in Kali Yuga, this becomes particularly strong. And the only solution for this, as Sutta Goswami told the sages in Nāmiśaranya, is that they have to hear the glories of the Supreme and chant the name of the Supreme Lord. And that's the only way in Kali Yuga they get deliverance. Otherwise they will simply wander around in this condition of forgetfulness, life after life. Well, depends. Simply to be liberated can mean impersonal also. So simply by becoming detached from everything in the material world, liberation, that doesn't mean we go to Vaikuntha. One has to develop bhakti also. So liberation or detachment is not enough. So if we do bhakti, that creates detachment. Plus, it allows us to go to the spiritual world. If we don't do bhakti, then we call it a jnana yoga, then we can get liberation and becoming completely detached. But we don't get Vaikuntha. So bhakti is necessary to get to Vaikuntha. Of course, in rare cases, the Lord, by his mercy, gives that bhakti, as in the case of Putana, Shishupal, and like that. Without their endeavor, they get bhakti. That's a special case of the mercy of the Lord.
Sometimes, without any endeavor, someone gets so much of devotion to Krishna. Sometimes, not without endeavoring so much.
Without endeavor. That could be because previous lifetimes they've already done bhakti so much. That's much easier in this lifetime. In other cases, it could be kripa, simply the Lord's mercy, as in the case of demons that get to the spiritual world without anything. So that kripa can also act on devotees and make the process easier, as in the case of Murgari the hunter, who in 3 months got bhava because of the mercy of Narada Muni. But in most cases, it takes much longer. In spite of the mercy, it takes much longer.
It is all depends on the desire of the Lord.
And desire of the devotee. The devotee also gives kripa, then one can advance quickly.
Sometimes devotees are struggling so much. He becomes sincere and needs not able to become. Sometimes devotees are not struggling, just simply prostrating near them and becoming a sadhana.
Well, yeah, it depends also on the sadhana. If one does proper sadhana, there will be less struggle. If one does improper sadhana, then more struggle. So that's another factor.
Prabhupada said one thing, if the devotees have a long time in the movement, he says it's not an ordinary man.
Yeah, of course, if one continues the process of bhakti, anyone who accepts even temporarily is not ordinary. Even if he leaves, he's not temporary, because he has got some mercy and that can continue birth after birth. So any contact with devotional service is not ordinary. But if one happens to follow the process continually, that of course is even better. If one could continually follow, that is even rarer. And of course, and then one can get the mercy of the Lord much more easy.
निरंतर श्रीमद